From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Friday, November 29th, 2013. Melanie Lekovic is reporting in the Daily Mail, the project to install natural gas lines for Peckman Industries in the village of Athens is expected to begin this week, according to Mayor Chris Pfister. The project was recently approved by the New York State Public Service Commission. Utility provider Central Hudson Gas and Electric intends to install 250 feet of pipeline a day. The line will run along the south side of Union Street in the village. Central Hudson will contact local homeowners along the route who might be affected by the construction. The project will deliver natural gas to the Peckman facility only. The possibility of service to residential customers is still under consideration. Read the full story in the Daily Mail. Joe Gentile is reporting in the Register Star, boarding fees paid for out-of-county inmates at Columbia County Jail raised approximately 83% more revenue to date than last year. Lieutenant Tom Lanfear of the Columbia County Sheriff's Office announced Wednesday, November 27th, at a meeting of the county's Public Safety Committee, the county has netted more than $750,000 in 2013 so far. The county was paid more than $85,000 in board fees during the month of October alone. Daily rates for Greene County inmates boarding in Columbia County start at $80 per night, $90 for the U.S. Marshals Service, and $85 for other counties. The rates do not include the cost of inmate transportation. Read the full story in the Register Star. The Daily Freeman is reporting unemployment rates fell last month in 6 of 7 local counties, the State of Department of Labor reported Tuesday, November 26th. Only Dutchess County had a jump in joblessness, up 0.1% from September to October. In Greene County, unemployment dropped from 7.5% to 7.3%. In Columbia County, the jobless rate declined from 6.1% to 6%. The statewide unemployment rate last month was 7.5%, up slightly from 7.4% in September, labor officials said. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Taking a look at the local weather forecast, today will be mostly sunny with a high near 29, and tonight will be clear with a low around 11 degrees. Saturday, there will be increasing clouds with a high near 29, and Saturday night, there's a slight chance of snow showers after 1 a.m. and the low around 25. Sunday, a chance of snow showers before 10 a.m., then a chance of rain and snow showers between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m., then a slight chance of rain showers after 1 p.m. with a high near 41. Sunday night will be cloudy with a low around 28. And Monday will be mostly cloudy with a high near 40. Monday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 28. Sunrise today was at 7:03 a.m. and sunset today is at 4:24 p.m. with the length of the day being 9 hours and 21 minutes. This has been the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Friday, November 29th, 2013. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Katie Donnelly. Have a great weekend.